Cactus.
ELA Radio.
On today's show, we're going to be screwing with a few other podcast shows. I got this idea while I was listening to a podcast called The James Pod, which is run by James Whittingham at jameswhittingham.com. And he regularly talks shit about most of the residents in his neighborhood. And during one of his podcasts, he mentioned a specific incident involving this neighbor of his.
And now the James Pod News.
Another knock comes on the door, and it's a 19 or 20-year-old young woman, and she's there on behalf of her mother, who lives down the street, who claims that a government check was sent to our house. And she was determined that we had the check, and we were keeping it from her. And the government had told them that this check was sent to our address, 42 instead of 32, which is their address. And they were absolutely sure that we had their check. And we convinced her that we don't have her check. There's nothing we can do about it. And if we ever get it, we'll bring it to her. She says, well, how do you know my address? We don't. So she gave us her address, which was 32 instead of 42.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah, well, I decided to make things even more interesting for James by calling up this particular insane neighbor of his and claiming that I was James and I'd just gotten her check in the mail. Here's that call.
Hello?
Hey, this is James down the street.
Who?
James, you came to our door the other day. You thought we had your check?
Yes.
Yeah, it arrived. We got it.
It arrived there?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll come grab it from there.
But, like, my wife, she spent it.
Uh-huh.
She went and cashed it and, like, bought shoes.
Okay, what?
My wife, she spent it. She took it to the store, to the bank, and cashed it, and she bought shoes with it.
Yeah, right.
Sorry about that. No, I'm serious.
What?
I'm serious. She cashed it, and she bought shoes.
Your wife took the check and cashed?
Yeah, and bought shoes. But we can probably get her to take them back, I guess.
You can what?
We could probably get a refund on the shoes and get some of the money back, at least.
Some of the money? Like, how much? What the hell is she doing? Is she stupid?
Yeah, kinda. Yeah, it's all gone now. I just want to tell you, but, you know, sorry and everything.
Sorry? My mom's gonna flip out if it's her check.
Oh, I'm kidding. It's here. You can come get it.
Oh, you're nuts, man.
No. No, I'm not nuts. But I don't appreciate that.
Are you two houses down?
Yeah, it's 42.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Well, I'll see you later.
Okay.
Bye.
My whole intent with that phone call was to anger the girl. And I wanted her to get really pissed off and yell at James and go to James's house. And then James would talk about it on his show. And that, in turn, would entertain me. And everyone would come out a winner. But that didn't happen. So I decided to call up every other neighbor of his within a two-block radius, only to find out that Canadians don't anger as easily as Americans do.
Now we're taking it just too far.
Oh, come on, Adam. You have to admit it was kind of funny.
This is so stupid. This is so incredibly stupid. Do you hear yourself?
Yeah, whatever. Here's some of the better calls from that day.
Hello? Hi. I've been getting your mail. I live around on the other side of the block on Street.
Really?
Yeah, I've been getting your mail for a while.
What's your address?
It's 42.
Okay.
But what do you need that for?
Oh, just to get it.
Oh, no. Listen to this. I'm ripping it all up. Can't have it. It's my mail now. And now I'm going to take the pieces and eat them. Paper.
Hello?
Hello, baby. What's up?
Not much.
Hey, this is James. I live a couple houses down from you.
Uh-huh.
And we got a bunch of your mail all this week. Lots and lots of mail.
For who is it for?
It's all addressed to 52.
How did you get this number?
It was on the letters.
On the letters?
On one of the letters, yeah.
And you have some of our mail?
Yeah.
Huh.
You want me to bring it over?
Sure.
Well, I'm not going to. No, just kidding. Actually, could you come get it? I'm tied to the chair. I live at 42.
42?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Thanks.
Oh.
Hello, this is James. I live on Street. I think I'm kind of behind you.
Yeah?
Yeah, we've been getting your mail.
My mail?
Yeah, for a couple days now. I don't know why we're getting it all, but, you know, we're getting...
Okay, what's your address?
We're at 42. So that's been, you know, we've been getting it for a few days now.
Okay, I'll come over there and get it.
Okay, I'll throw it out all over the lawn, and you can pick it up. Okay.
Are you serious or what?
Yeah, I'll hurry up and do that before you get here. Okay. I don't like people.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Jack?
Yeah. Who's this?
Hey, this is James. I live on Street, kind of behind you guys, and we've been getting your mail for a while now.
Oh.
So. Yeah, we've been getting your mail for a few days now. I thought you might want to come by and get that.
What's your address?
42.
42?
Yeah.
Shouldn't I'm 74.
Yeah.
Just put it in the mailbox and I get out, I'll whip by.
Okay. Yeah, it's mostly junk mail. I've been throwing that away, but you got some credit card statements, and none of them are overdue yet, but this one, it's due on the 12th, so you're going to need to send in payment for that quickly.
Oh, okay.
And then there's this other one. It seemed like a good offer, so I went ahead and signed you up for it and mailed that in. So,
But
I kept it all, you know, even though I opened it all and read it. I'll just stick it in the mailbox.
Yep. Okay, then. Thanks.
I'll do that right now.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Hello. Well, this is James. I live on and I think I've been getting your mail.
Oh, okay. What's the name on there?
Alan.
Actually, that's my son. They've moved.
Oh.
What's your address? I'll give him the message because they've just gone out here.
Yeah, my address is 42 Street.
42.
And my name is James.
James?
Yeah, we've been getting their mail for a long time, and quite frankly, I'm tired of reading it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, they moved out November. I will give him a call. He's out right at the moment. He may be able to stop around and pick it up.
Okay, we've got most of it because we kept the ones that we read, but after a while I started, you know, just using them as diaper wipes and stuff.
Excuse me?
We've got lots of it here, so anytime he wants to come by, I'm home a lot.
Alrighty.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you.
I'd made at least 20 calls that day and tried to say something bizarre on each one, but those were my favorites. A couple of weeks later after this prank, a new James Pod came out, and he mentioned the prank on the end of his show.
I was a victim of an elaborate practical joke on the weekend on Saturday afternoon. How can I say this really quickly? Holy Christ, 2 minutes. There was somebody down the street who was claiming that we had her mail, and so somebody, she was quite psychotic about it. She actually looked in my window once. Anyway, somebody heard this podcast and decided to do a practical joke on me, presumably to record it for their podcast, but I haven't determined who is actually going to use it for their podcast, and or if they're, you know, just crazy. I doubt it, though. So we had about 10 people come to the house saying, yeah, you phoned me, you said that you had my mail. And at first it was a bit creepy, but after a while, you know, you could understand that it was quite funny. People would say, yeah, the guys on the phone said that he was shredding it. And you could hear the shredder in the background and he was eating it. So it sounds actually quite funny, although Janice did want me to call the police. And I think we're not going to press charges or anything. I'm not that kind of guy, because it was funny. I'd like to hear it, but I don't know what podcast it's for or where it is, but somebody must have recorded it because it sounded funny and it degenerated as the podcast went along. So that was my weekend. A bunch of my neighbors, some of them with scars on their faces, they all looked like they'd been in jail at one time or another, but it was good to meet some of them.
I emailed James shortly after this, and I explained to him that I was the psychopath who called all of his neighbors. I should thank him for being such a great sport about all this and encourage everyone to listen to a show where you can listen to him do fascinating things like record podcast shows in the shower or while making macaroni or even while changing diapers. What do you think, Adam?
You're an animal, dude.
Visit James at jameswittingham.com or on iTunes.